Hi everyone, welcome to the Life in Uni podcast, where we solve the mysteries of student life. Remember everybody, the best you can be, uni can be the key.
I'm one of the hosts and my name's Angela, and with me I have
Dara,
Tandika,
Tammy,
Ubed.
And today we have a special guest with us.
Hi, my name is Florentina.
I'm gonna call you Flo. So, how's your day been?
It's been great so far. It was really nice to get to know you guys so far. So, yeah.
One of the questions I want to ask is, how did you decide that you wanted to do higher education?
That is a very interesting question. I think for me, one of the reasons I wanted to get into higher education is because I wanted to get to know more about studying sociology in specific. So I come from Italy, and so it's quite different education in Italy in compared to the UK. And so when I came here, I started to realize that there are so many type of differences, and also in the way of people, there are some sorts of advantages that I quite noticed that some people might have in comparison to others. And so I just wanted to get to know deeper about it by studying sociology, and that's why I chose it in my A level.
How did you motivate yourself during your courses?
The way I motivate myself, I think I just I really like to know better about the things around me. So because I really like studying sociology, I'm very centered into education, and so I'm really interested in looking into how education works in its operations. And so I think that motivates me to continue with my course.
How hard was it to set into uni?
University was quite overwhelming for me because I am the first in my family to get into university. And so I didn't really, as much as my family could support me, there was a limit to that. So there was a lot of things that I needed to do by myself. But it's important for you guys to know as well that there is support from the university. So especially at the beginning as the first year, you are there is so much support in where you can navigate. So the way that I did it was I constantly was in contact with some of the services around the university, and that helped me a lot with adapting into my first year.
I'm gonna take us back a bit, but earlier you said you chose sociology because you are really good at it and you like it.
But I wouldn't say that good. I'm still learning.
Okay. What subject or course would you choose for someone who's a jack of all trades?
That is an interesting question. I think for me, I would still say subjects in social sciences. I would actually say sociology itself, because sociology is quite a very broad subject where you have elements of law, you have elements of politics, international relations, economics as well. There is some statistics. I do social policy, sociology, and crime. So I look into, I have maths involved as well. I have not necessarily sciences, but I have for example, geography as well. It's all very close-knit. So I would say sociology.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Do you live on campus, and why not, or why?
I do not live on campus. I commute. So I live in Leeds. And that is quite interesting when people ask me that, because I always feel like I'm maybe missing out of living in student accommodation. But I think that there are definitely other ways you can get to know more people. So, for example, going into societies, joining societies, and looking into participating on some events that the university has. So, yeah.
What made you decide to go to university?
What made me decide to go to uni? It was probably I started to realize in, I want to say in sixth form, when I was studying sociology, that I really wanted to get more into like in depth about the subject. And so I decided to pursue that in higher education.
Okay. What are your hobbies?
My hobbies are primarily volleyball, I would say. I do also like reading poetry books, but yeah.
What society or clubs does Leeds University offer?
There are so many societies that the university has. They're more like more than 300, I would say. So they are basically all in base of like, it can be sports societies, religion-based societies, creative arts like dance, academic societies. Like, there is a variety of ones. So if you probably have like a hobby, there is a society for that. I personally like volleyball. So I primarily joined that society and gladly I'm part of a team. So yeah, that's nice.
If you were given the chance to leave this university, would you do it?
No. Because I feel like if you would have asked me before I applied, I would have probably said yes. But I would say no now because I feel like what led me to studying at Leeds was the kind of a blessing in disguise. Like, I didn't really know what I would get into, and I'm really glad that I'm having like a positive experience so far.
How did you feel on your first day of uni?
So my first day of uni was I felt a bit like just very amazed about how university was, because I realized that I have never actually stepped into university until it was like that first day. The first day was primarily an introductory day, so I didn't get to see as much as I could, but it was but after they explained to me the different things that would happen during the first year, I started wandering around the university. So just looking at around like the different buildings and just exploring university. So for me, it was just the first day was like I felt like a tourist, kind of just wandering around the university.
So how welcoming was this university when you first came here?
No, it was surprisingly very welcomely. I think for me, the most part was like, I really wanted to get to know about what I was getting into, because at the beginning, when I applied for the University of Leeds, I was very confident that I wanted to go here at the end, but then I didn't really know what to expect. So the introductory week really helped me understand more about what I would be doing.
What do you want to do after uni?
That's very interesting. I think I don't really have my ideas as clear, but I know that I want to get into the education sector. And so I probably want to get involved into roles that managed the operation of education. So I want to say, for example, policy officer.
Like, if you had an advice, what would you tell people who are just starting uni?
Okay, yeah. Advice that I could give is probably, first of all, I know it's hard. It might be hard right now in education because you don't have much choice on maybe what you want to study. But in higher education, you get a better opportunity to explore something that you like. And so with that, as well as getting to know other people, you get so many like advantages and opportunities to get to learn more about yourself and the things around you. And I would also advise people who maybe want to go to university that, first of all, it's never too late to go to university. I am quite, I don't want to say old because I'm not that old, but I would be classed as a mature student, So I'm slightly older than the other than my peers, and in the end, university is another academic journey, and so you do it at your own pace, and just make sure that you enjoy doing something that you like while you're there. So yeah.
To you, how important is university?
Well, university for me, it has become important now. I think at the beginning, I didn't have much thought about going into university because, as I said before, when I was in Italy, I didn't really thought about it. But when I came into the UK, I started to maybe understand my actual interests. So it's from there that I developed a better interest in sociology. And then I started thinking, well, I could maybe do this even further at university. So yeah, that made me kind of decide to go into university.
What activities are you involved in outside campus?
Ooh, that's interesting. So I am involved in quite a few activities outside university. I think there are even too many. For example, in the first part, I'm student ambassador. So that's really nice. It kind of gives me the opportunity to connect with students like you guys and talk about benefits of studying at university. Another thing that I am doing is I'm part of the Liberation Student Committee, which is at the university, where I'm a Black Network lead. So what I do is I try to make sure to get a better representation of students of Black heritage and at the university, and try to provide like a better experience for them through some events and projects. One of them that I am helping in is called I See Myself, where we basically have these workshops that are based on empowering Black students at university and giving them employability skills, so, and a chance to also meet new people.
Would you recommend this university to people who are considering to come to this university?
I would definitely recommend people to have the University of Leeds as one of their options, because it has a lot of opportunities academically, but also as in networking, so getting to know other people. There are a lot of opportunities within the university, and they can give you so much support as well in case you wanted to look into, for example, aspect in your course related to maybe your career, or even events or just type of organizations of companies as well.
So earlier you said that the government produces financial help for first years in university. Doesn't this leave them in debt?
So, okay, I want to also clarify that you can get financial support from the government, and that is throughout your academic year. So because roughly you go to university between 3 and 4 years, you will get support throughout those years at university. And the way it works after is that once you start earning a set amount of money, they will deduct some of the money, because at the end of the day it is a loan. And so they will just take a small amount of money, but it won't be very significant. And so you won't even get to notice that as much.
What if you can't pay back the debt?
So in terms of paying back the loan, it is something that you are required to do at a certain point, because you will be needing a job to maintain yourself. But something that is a positive, I would say, is that after 40 years, the loan gets cancelled. So whatever you've paid by then, will be exactly the amount of money that you will just pay back.
What if I move to another country and I decide not to visit this country anymore? Would I still have to pay that loan or is it canceled?
Yes, because of the fact that they will have like a recording of your education payment as well. So they will be in contact with you whether you are in the country or abroad about paying your loan back.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so yeah, you're not... you're off the hook just because you're away from the UK.
So how's lecture in the uni?
Oh, lecturers. In case you guys don't know what a lecture is basically when a teacher explains a specific subject, and normally the students take notes of it. And the way that I feel about them is. It's kind of like a classroom, so I am kind of used to that type of environment. It gives me the opportunity to learn more about something that maybe the teacher has also like specialized in. So it gives me more into more in depth about the subject.
What were your first thoughts on university?
Well. My first thought on university, if I have to be very honest, I did not think that I would get into university. I think because I still had like a mindset that I didn't really want it to maybe continue education, especially when I came in this country. I felt quite new to everything, and so I didn't even know if I wanted to like continue education that further. But then I started to get to know more things about myself, and sociology was one of them, and so that's why I decided to pursue it in university.
Would you say sociology is an easy subject to learn?
I wouldn't say that necessarily. I know that there are a lot of times people compare subjects to others. So I know, for example, some people compare humanity subjects with science subjects, and they have like a competition between them where maybe science subjects are more difficult than humanity subjects. I'm not going to get into that debate, though. But I feel like in terms of like social sciences, sociology, I would say that it can be quite difficult just because it allows you to kind of think critically. So you need to develop that skill to understand more about the things around you and other perspectives as well, and being able to articulate and write in a proper way.
What are your future plans after uni?
Ooh, my future plans will probably... I am thinking into continuing my academic journey, probably as a postgraduate. But I was also maybe looking into probably... jumping into the workforce and trying and find a company or organization that matches with my degree. So probably within like in the public sector, like government, or even in settings like higher education, like universities.
So you can ask us any question like about art and stuff like that.
Of course. How have you find... going into university today, have you guys ever been before?
We've been like to a few.
What, you've been to a few universities?
I've only been to one.
Not really.
No?
I've only been to my mom's, that's all.
I went to my uncle's.
I've only been in one university in the UK and another university in South Africa.
Whoa, okay, that's so cool. Which university in the UK have you been?
This one.
Oh, okay. And How about you?
Well, apart from this university, the only other one I've been to was in Ghana.
Oh, okay. And what was the reason you were there?
Oh, I went off my uncle. It was during his graduation.
Oh, okay. That's so special. That's nice. What about you?
University of Bradford, because my mom was graduating.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That's nice. Okay. How have you find being here so far? Do you feel like you have learned more a bit about university?
I think university is like something I look forward to.
I think university is interesting, like this university.
I agree with them. Normally, I'm mostly neutral, but yeah, my time here has been exciting.
That's nice to hear.
It's like really special and nice.
Is there like a subject that you guys think you would want to like study more further, maybe even at university level? What about you, Angela?
I'd like to study like sociology, geography, and English.
Okay, that's a good combination. Like, I'm sure you're gonna figure out like which one maybe in specific you want to do. So yeah, that's definitely good options. What about you, Dara?
I'd like to study law, sociology, and history.
Oh, okay, those are good starters. All humanities subjects. I like that. I feel like I've infected the people in studying humanities here.
I actually wanted to study this before.
Okay, so. Okay. What about you?
I'd like to study history and sociology because I think they are interesting, like more higher level.
Yeah, that's a really like a good combination actually that you mentioned, because like for example at the University of Leeds you can study two subjects as well. So if you were interested in studying sociology and history, that would be perfect. Because I have a friend of mine as well. He does the exact same subjects. And so you get to do a few courses on history and a few courses on sociology. And that's really nice. What about you, Tammy?
I'm still not really sure, though.
Is there a favorite subject that you like so far studying in high school?
Maybe like drama, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you still have plenty of time, so don't worry about it. I don't think at that age I had my idea clear at all about what I wanted to do, so don't worry about it. What about you?
As for me, I don't really have a particular subject that I consider my favorite or I want to study, because I hate all the subjects the same way. Equally, yeah. I don't distribute hate against them.
Okay, so there isn't any sort of like, not one.
Not even a single one.
Okay.
Wow. I hate all the subjects the same way.
So wait, what do you want to become in the future?
Oh, a lawyer. But I hate law.
Wow. Like everything.
No. I mean, I feel like I could see you in that position as a lawyer. Yeah. You give like sort of like very confident and assertive person. So I'm sure you'll be fine.
Would you like to thank anybody for where you are today?
Well, yes, I would say this is a very interesting question, actually. Yeah, I would say yes, definitely. I would like to thank, for starters, my mom. Because, I mean, she helped so much in the way that from the first start of, like, coming into this country and trying to adapt and everything, I would thank my there are people in Italy that I'm very close to. Those are a series of like friends and some teachers as well. So I would like to thank them for their support in my transition into the new country, because they helped me a lot even when we were at such a long distance. So yeah,
I just want to say thank you to the panel. Thank you to our guests for joining our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you to the audience listening. Don't forget, the best you can be, uni can be the key.